Well, this is the season we are all starting kind of to get back to normal and celebrating the season and enjoying the season and the company of friends and family and relatives with, of course, safety protocols. But it's also time to bring back the Nutmeg Ballet's Nutcracker. And this will happen December 11th through the 19th at the Warner Theater in Torrington, Connecticut. And once again, we'll be joined by Victoria Mazzarelli. Victoria, nice to speak to you again.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. And every year, right, we get together at this time. So I'm so happy that we have some kind of normalcy this year as, you know, kind of moving forward. So that's a good thing.
It is. And we'll start off, we'll talk more about the normalcy in the Nutmeg Ballet. But, of course, we'll feature in, first of all, on the 6 in-person performances at the Warner Theater in Torrington. Now, this is really for anybody who has a family and likes to go out with friends. This really is a staple for the holiday seasons, the Nutmeg Ballet's presentation on stage. So let's talk a little bit about this year's presentation, what we can expect to see, any changes or anything like that?
We are putting this performance together, and we've been working hard since September, and it's really our traditional full-length ballet, starting at the party scene, and Clara receives her Nutcracker gift and goes on her journey. And last year, of course, it was so different. We were able to do our performances because we have such an amazing team, and we followed strict guidelines, danced with masks, and we put on a sort of we told the story, and then we started with Act Two. But this year, we're going to be doing the full-length production, and we've been rehearsing with masks, and hopefully when we get to performance, we'll be able to take our masks off, and our students, the majority of them, our older students are all vaccinated, and the younger students are starting to get vaccinated. So it's just a great feeling. We said whatever it takes, we're going to, you know, work hard to get it done. And again, we have an amazing team and volunteers and everybody just wanting to have, you know, make this happen. And it's been just really joyous.
Now, once again, these shows are going to be December 11th at 2, December 11th at 7, December 12th at 2, December 18th at 2, December 18th again at 7 p.m., and December 19th at 2. When this interview is over, you folks can go to our interview at robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on the interview section, and click on this interview with Victoria, and you'll be able to click right on the links and also get those tickets. Now, if you're listening just normally, well, then just go to their website, which is the nutmegconservatory.org, nutmegconservatory.org. You'll see the performance link, click on that, and you can get more information there. But I think, as well as people looking forward to seeing this, the audience, I know that you, as the artistic director, and the students must also really be looking forward to getting back to this year.
Oh, yes. It's been a challenging, to say the least, challenging couple of years now, right? And we immediately went online and did our classes, and then we brought our students back in the summer last September last year. We had a somewhat normal summer, and it's so important for ballet dancers. You know, their training is very intense, and the schedule is so important. And I think we knew that, you know, as an organization, it was important for us to, you know, schedule them and keep them busy and keep them moving forward. So we were able to keep our training going and, you know, and now performances, and we'll just do the best we can with everything and following, you know, stricter guidelines and keeping everyone safe but still motivated and dancing and performing, and it will be wonderful.
What's interesting about what you just said, by the way, we're speaking to Victoria Mazzarelli once again, the Nutcracker put on by the Nutmeg Ballet Conservatory at the Warner Theater, is that it's a lot like an athlete, except there's a couple of other exceptions. Athletes can train by themselves and keep themselves in shape. And I'm sure, once again, ballet dancers can do the same thing. There's nothing like really doing it under the watchful eye. But the interaction with the other people in the show makes a big difference in the way you're gonna set up and you're gonna rehearse. Am I right about that?
Absolutely, and they're telling a story. But you're so right, Marshall. They are athletes, and the training, what we were able to continue, and they worked from their homes on when we were taking classes on Zoom. But now that we're back in the studio and, you know, partnering, and it is so important. It's such performing is such an important part of their training, and getting them ready for the next, you know, level and stages and moving on and performing with companies, and that's the whole goal. So now, you know, it's been interesting, you know, with the masks, acting and telling the story with your whole body. And then, you know, we will be exposed again. Our faces will be seen. So I'm looking forward to that because, you know, getting to know our newer students, I don't always get to see their faces. I see them every day. I'll only see them at lunchtime when they're eating because, as you know, we have some students that live with us. They're residents, and some of our students are day students. They go home and they come back for training. So it's, you know, getting to know them in a different way, and they've really been wonderful. They've been wonderful.
And I think we'll talk about the students and your academics. It must be really hard. I know students around here last year, most of them spent most of the year at home on computer. But your students really look forward to a career and to moving on. So this must have been quite a disruption for them to have to handle over the past year and a half.
It was, but we separated our groups, so the students that are from different parts of the country, they were in a pod, so we had them separated, and then our day students had their own hours. So we did keep them separate. It was difficult for them because they're all friends, and, you know, they get to know each other during the year, and it's such a nice mix, but we had to separate them as safety, and we were able to work through it. So, you know, we just take each day as it comes and work hard, get in the studio to do whatever it takes to, you know, continue and maintain our schedule. And then finally, here we are, right, looking forward to these performances and the beautiful Warner Theater and everybody that makes it possible. It's just so, we're so fortunate to be right next door to this gorgeous
And talking to you, with your career, have you ever, or did you ever think you'd have to live through something like this?
No. If somehow you hear things, something could happen, and, you know, not being, having my eyes closed about it all, but I just, you know, when we heard about it and it started to spread and everything was locking down, we were about to have performances and we had to send our kids home, and they signed in every day and took class, and we moved pretty quickly online. I knew the importance of just keeping that schedule. You know, we had about 2 hours a day together online, and they showed up, you know, and I know their parents were so grateful that we were making it possible just to have that to look forward to, because they had their schedule had been so disrupted. They're dancing 5-6 hours a day normally, and then there they were, you know, working from home, not knowing, you know. So it was a learning experience, and I think we all grew. I mean, I was very close with the students, all of the faculty. We got to know them really well, and it was very intense, and, you know, we've grown from it.
And for people that are listening, you are the Nutmeg Ballet, and you're known for the Nutcracker, but you are an academic institution, and for people that are listening now wondering what that academic institution is and how maybe they can get their children or even grandchildren involved in this. What are the steps and processes of this?
The steps, you know, just contacting us, coming in if you're closer for class, sending an audition video. You know, first just give us a call. And, you know, we have local students that are a part of they study online. And Donna Mattiello, she runs the academic program, and she oversees, you know, the students in their different age groups. So we have eighth graders through high school, and then a couple postgraduates that'll do, you know, college classes. But it is all online. We can refer, but some different states, they have different programs, so they bring their own program, and we guide them along the way. And it's it works really well with their training. And again, we have some students that do go to a public school or private schools, and they come to us after their day. So we make sure that our schedule will accommodate all of them. And the Torrington School of Ballet is in our building, and many of the younger students will be involved this year. Again, last year it wasn't as many, but, you know, they can start if your child or grandchild is younger until 11, they could join the Torrington School of Ballet and begin their training with us in that way, so...
Well, the story of the Nutmeg Ballet Conservatory is amazing from its roots back in the 60s. A one-room, basically, ballet school. Now, five studios, seven dressing rooms, a 40,000-square-foot building.
Oh, yeah. We have a gorgeous building in Torrington. We're very proud of it. We take good care of it. And Sharon Dante, she was my teacher. I started in that one-room studio, running through the studio to get to the dressing room, and her mom, you know, overseeing everything. And it was just, you know, amazing to see and to be a part of it for me, you know, leaving 20 years and coming back and to be a part of it. It is an honor, and everyone takes great pride in what they do, and we have a wonderful team, and it's incredible. You know, even if you dance, it's a difficult career path, but there's so many things you can take from it, and we try to guide them, and, you know, and just the discipline alone and the commitment and the working in something, being involved in something greater than just you, this whole production from the youngest little angel, age six, you know, little sheep, to the, you know, the postgraduates that are sugar plums. And, you know, that's just an incredible journey that they make.
Well, we are so lucky here in the Northwest Corner. We have so many different outlets for arts, entertainment, and education in the arts, where people who are in the arts and want to further their education can do it right here. And the Nutmeg Conservatory is a big part of that, that offers something that a lot of people in a lot of sections of the country don't have. But once again, it's back, the Nutcracker. Put on by the Nutmeg Ballet Conservatory. It's at the Warner Theater, December 11th at 2, December 11th at 7, then December 12th at 2, two shows on December 18th at 2 and 7, and once again December 19th at 2 o'clock. It is an institution, and it is really just a terrific way for people and their families to celebrate the holiday season. So you're getting close now, so I would imagine everybody's you get a little bit anxious in there, don't you?
Yeah, yes, they do. They, you know, we go through sort of like it peaks and then we go down. And now I wanted to stage it very early, so I cast the ballet earlier, a little earlier than I normally do. And then we have six performances, and I've given many different roles. They not just have one or two, some have three, four, five different roles, which is a lot of work for everyone, but it is, you know, just wonderful. Give them the opportunity, and I wanted to stage it pretty quickly in case we had a shutdown or something happened, so that they could go into their Thanksgiving a couple days break, know everything they have to do in the different roles, and now we're running through the ballets with the different casts, and then when we come back, we're moving into the theater. We have a gorgeous set, and, you know, we'll work everything out and start staging after, you know, and costumes start to come in, and we have wonderful people working in that department. So it's just pretty, you know, pretty amazing. Susan Azey stepped in this year, and, you know, she's created the beautiful mice costumes and many other costumes, and they've been doing an amazing job. So it takes you away, you know. Join us for the beautiful story. And
that's the, once again, Nutmeg Ballet. It's the Nutcracker. Information is available at nutmegconservatory.org, and you can just click on the performance link. Victoria, to you, your family, and to everybody at the conservatory, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and much success in this year's presentation of the Nutcracker, the 11th through the 19th at the Warner.
Oh, thank you so much, Marshall. It's great talking to you. I look forward to our interview every year, and the same to you. Have a great, great season. I hope to see you.
Well, one of these years you will. I don't think it'll be this year because I'm going through some knee surgeries, but one of these years you will, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Thank you.